Christ is risen. Alleluia. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. Our first reading from Acts tells us of a Spirit-led encounter between Philip and a high official who was returning to Ethiopia from a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Philip was able to explain to him a portion of Isaiah's prophecy concerning Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection had fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies. As he requested, Philip baptized him, and he went on his way rejoicing, undoubtedly to spread the good news of salvation to many in Ethiopia. We rejoice with him with a musical setting of the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It.
A reading from the 8th chapter of Acts. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place. And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, Go over and join this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this. Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. And the eunuch said to Philip, About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea.
Baptism day, release me in a divine.
Rejoicing with the Ethiopian Christian, we hear a setting of the final verse of Psalm 150, which is the lectionary psalm for the fifth Sunday of Easter. All that hath life and breath, praise ye the Lord. The Gospel reading for today returns us to Maundy Thursday, when Jesus explained to his disciples their relationship to him using the illustration of the vine and its branches. A branch cannot bear fruit without its direct connection to the vine. The hymn, O Blessed Spring, presents the vine and branches, the tree of life, with faith imparted by the Word of God and water in baptism.
A reading from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." Christ is risen. Alleluia.